Oncle Dauda veut une belle coupe de cheveux et une barbe finement taillée. Il se rend chez un jeune coiffeur. Il ressortira plutôt fâché. Écoutons-le avec ce coiffeur d'un genre bien particulier. Nous allons écouter cet entretien plutôt tendu. Vous répondrez par vrai ou faux, true ou false, à ces énoncés. 1. Les styles de coupe de cheveux proposés par le coiffeur ne conviennent pas à l'oncle Dauda. 2. Le coiffeur, lui, fera un rasage complet à la fin. Vous répondrez ensuite à ces trois questions. 1. Pourquoi la musique du coiffeur dérange-t-elle l'oncle Dauda? 2. Quel style de coiffure l'oncle Dauda a-t-il commandé? 3. Pourquoi les lumières s'éteignent? Vous apprendrez ensuite des termes de coiffure pour hommes suivis de leur traduction en français. Vous apprendrez enfin à utiliser « can » pour exprimer le besoin à des formes différentes. Nous allons
Have a seat, uncle. How would you like your haircut? Pop style, rock style, or Zulu style?
Neither, please. Just classic style. A short cut with a part on the left. Just like the African revolutionaries in the 60s. Lumumba, Faira, Jodone.
Come on, man. I don't know those guys. Just trust me, you will be happy.
How much will that be?
2,000 francs for the haircut and special price 1,000 for the beard trim.
I can't pay that.
Hey, man, I'm not an old-fashioned barber. I use electricity, modern tools, and I have wonderful music.
By the way, could you please turn the volume down?
What? You don't like rap? Some kids gave this CD to me. It's called Enough is Enough.
Wow, what are you doing? I told you left part, but you are parting the right side.
No problem. I can fix it quickly. Tell me, where do you part your hair again? At this side? In the center?
Now what did you do? Now I have two parts in my hair.
Why don't you start a new fashion? I'm sure many people will follow you.
I don't want to start any stupid fashion.
Hey, let me shave your hair completely. It's a very distinguished style. It's high class.
Hey, what happened? Turn the lights back on.
Looks like the power is out.
How can I go back home like this? I'm not moving without a proper haircut.
Don't worry. I have hats for sale. You can always come back tomorrow. It will only cost you 1,000 extra.
It will cost me nothing. You won't see me again.
Vous avez entendu dans ce dialogue l'oncle Dauda et ce coiffeur. L'énoncé 1 est vrai. Les styles de coupe de cheveux proposés par le coiffeur ne conviennent pas à l'oncle Dauda. L'énoncé 2 est faux. Le coiffeur, lui, fera un rasage complet à la fin. Voilà les réponses aux questions. 1. Pourquoi la musique du coiffeur dérange-t-elle l'oncle Dauda? Le volume est trop fort. 2. Quel style de coiffure l'oncle Dauda a-t-il commandé? Une coupe courte avec une raie sur le côté gauche. 3. Pourquoi les lumières s'éteignent? Personne ne peut le dire. Répétez ces phrases entendues dans le dialogue.
I can't pay that.
I can fix it quickly.
How can I go back home like this?
Le mot can exprime une idée de possibilité. Il est invariable et ne forme pas son infinitif avec to. Sa forme négative est cannot ou can't. Il précède le sujet quand on pose une question. Répétez aussi des autres exemples. She can't use an electric shaver. We can enter this barbershop. Can they open a barbershop here? Écoutez et répétez ces termes de coiffure pour hommes et leur traduction en anglais. Un coiffeur pour homme. A barber. Faire une coupe. To give a haircut. tailler une barbe. To trim a beard. Une coupe courte. A short haircut. Une raie. A part. Une raie au milieu. A part in the center. Nous avons entendu la conversation et compris la colère de l'oncle Dauda. Vous avez appris comment utiliser can en anglais pour exprimer la possibilité et aussi appris des termes de coiffure d'homme. Un conseil, messieurs, si vous voulez une belle coupe avec une raie sur le côté gauche, évitez de vous rendre chez ce coiffeur. Pour plus de renseignements au sujet des cours d'anglais, Learning English, allez au site internet suivant à americanenglish.state.gov ou à voalearningenglish.com. Welcome to Business English. Bienvenue à notre émission consacrée à l'anglais commercial aux États-Unis. Dans ce programme, vous participerez à des voyages d'affaires, à des conversations téléphoniques, à l'échange de messages e-mail et à des interviews. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Dans cette leçon, vous allez entendre le verbe to be au présent, c'est-à-dire le verbe « être », avec la contraction. Par exemple, « What is his name ?» Littéralement, « Quel est son nom ?» Comment s'appelle-t-il ? Avec la contraction, en anglais, on avale le « is » et vous entendrez un « s » à sa place, un sifflement. « What's his name ?»«
What's his name ?»«
What's her name ?» pour dire « What is her name ?»« What's her name ?» Les pronoms personnels à la troisième personne du singulier « he » et « she » et les pronoms possessifs « his » et « her ».« He is from the US. » Il vient des États-Unis. « He » il. « He is from » c'est-à-dire littéralement « il est des États-Unis »,« il vient des États-Unis ». Contraction du verbe conjugué « is », vous n'entendrez que le « s ». « He's from the US ».« She's from the US ». Écoutez la conversation qui va suivre. Je vous prépare un peu avec le vocabulaire.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
Ils se disent « bonjour ». Good morning. How are you this morning? Comment vas-tu? Comment allez-vous ce matin? How are you this morning? Vous allez entendre une réponse très américaine. I'm great.
I'm great.
C'est la contraction de I am great. Littéralement, je suis super. Plus correctement, je me sens super bien. I am great. I'm great. And you? Et toi? Et vous? Autre réponse très américaine, pretty good.
Pretty good.
Traduit littéralement, joliment bien. Pretty good. Joliment bien. Et plus correctement en français, pas mal. We have a guest. Nous avons un invité.
We have a guest with us today.
A guest, un invité. Listen, écoutez.
Good morning, Kathy. How are you this morning?
I'm great. And you?
Pretty good.
We have a guest with us today.
What's his name?
His name is Robert Harris.
Robert Harris?
Yes, Robert Harris. He's from the United States.
Écoutez et répétez. Listen and repeat.
What's his name?
Quel est son nom?
His name is Robert. His name is Robert. What's her name?
Vous entendez la contraction?
Her name is Kathy. Her name is Kathy. What's your name?
Quel est votre nom?
My name is Max. My name is Max.
Et c'est tout pour cette leçon de Business English, l'anglais commercial. That's it for today. Until next time, à la prochaine fois. Au micro, Michel Joseph. Ici Michel Joseph à la Voix de l'Amérique, heureuse d'être de nouveau avec vous pour cette 28e leçon d'anglais English USA. Au cours de notre prochaine leçon d'English USA, nous allons voir Martin Lerner qui visite le parc national de Yellowstone. Il demande à des touristes ce qu'ils aiment et ce qu'ils n'aiment pas. Vous apprendrez aussi à exprimer ce que vous n'aimez pas. English USA est diffusé en direct de Washington, au micro Michel Joseph. I'm your guide. Guide, votre guide. I'm your guide. Je suis votre guide. We're going to walk. On va marcher. We're going to walk. Please stay together. Restez ensemble, s'il vous plaît. Please stay together. Please stay with me. Restez avec moi. Stay. Restez. I like the park. I like the forest. I like the mountains. I like the rivers. I don't like cities. Je n'aime pas les villes. I don't like bugs. Je n'aime pas les insectes. Bugs. C'est un terme général pour tous les insectes. Bugs. I don't like bugs. What don't you like? What do you like? What don't you like?
Good morning. I'm Judy. I'm your guide. This is Martin. He is a reporter. He's writing a story about visitors to the park. He's going to ask some questions.
Good morning.
How are you?
Good morning.
We are going to walk for 3 hours this morning. Are you ready?
Sure.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Please stay together. I want to see all of you. Let's go.
Judy, do you like your work?
Of course. I like the country. I like the forests. I like the mountains and the rivers. I like the clean air.
Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles. I don't like cities. I don't like hot places.
When did you come here?
4 years ago. I lived in Denver for 2 years. I didn't like Denver. It's a very big city.
Do you like being a guide?
Very much. I'm outside all day. I don't like being inside.
Where do you live?
I live near the park. Please, stay with me.
I'm going to talk to some of the other people. See you later. Hi, is this your first visit to the park?
Yes, it is.
Do you like parks?
Yes, we like parks. We live in the east, but we like the parks in the west. This is my wife.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks.
What do you like here?
I like the animals.
What don't you like?
I don't like the people.
There are many people.
I don't like the bugs.
What don't you like?
I don't like camping.
But I like camping. Do you like camping?
No, I don't like camping.
Men like camping.
I don't.
I don't.
Il y a des choses, des événements, des activités ou des gens qu'on n'aime pas. Écoutez bien comment on dit « je n'aime pas ». « I don't like ». C'est la contraction de « I do not like ». « I don't like ». Rappelez-vous, avec un verbe, « I don't like camping ». « I don't like walking ». « I don't like talking ». Ou bien, l'infinitif du verbe, « I don't like to camp ». « I don't like to walk ». I don't like to talk.
I don't like cities. I don't like hot places. I don't like Denver. I don't like being inside.
What don't you like?
I don't like the people. I don't like bugs. Do you like camping?
No, I don't like camping.
Répondez, yes, I like, si vous aimez quelque chose. No, I don't like, si vous... Autre expression avec to like. Question positive. Do you like it? Aimez-vous ça? Do you like it? Un bon livre, un chien ou un objet, une peinture. This is a nice picture. C'est une belle peinture. Do you like it? Do you like them? Les aimez-vous? Objet ou personne? Do you like them? Ou bien, question personnelle, do you like me? Do you like me? M'aimez-vous? Essayez par vous-même. Do you like it? Do you like them? Do you like me? Do you like it? Écoutez bien ces questions et ces réponses à propos de choses qu'on aime ou qu'on n'aime pas.
Do you like cities?
No, I don't like cities.
Don't you like St. Louis?
Yes, I do, but I don't like New York.
What do you like?
I like fishing.
What don't you like?
I don't like running.
Don't you like sports?
No, I don't.
Avant de répondre à Martin, exerçons-nous un peu. Do you like music? Yes, I like music. No, I don't like music. Do you like camping? No, I don't like camping. What don't you like? Que n'aimez-vous pas? What don't you like? I don't like sports. What do you like? I like New York. Et répondez maintenant à Martin.
I like music. Do you like music? I don't like camping. Do you like camping? I don't like bugs. What don't you like? I like baseball. What do you like?
Voilà, vous venez d'entendre la 28e leçon de English USA. Vous devriez à présent pouvoir exprimer assez facilement ce que vous aimez et ce que vous n'aimez pas. Exercez-vous à haute voix en pensant à vos activités régulières et à votre goût de certaines choses. Until then, practice hard! And welcome to Anglais Télé. My name is Michelle Joseph, and I have with me today my colleague
Roger Muntou
and our guest student from France,
Eva Pacanaro.
That's right. I like the Pacanaro.
I like that.
Yeah.
Pacanaro. Thank you, Eva, for being with us. And we have a subject today that was proposed by our listener, who is also an English teacher in DRC, Jeff Pascal Ilunga. Mm-hmm. He asked if we could go over.
Ah, go over.
Which means revoir, mm-hmm. to go over.
So to go over means revoir.
There you go. Yeah. To
okay.
go
yeah.
over.
It means another verb, yeah.
Words that describe where we are in time. What do you think that means, Eva?
Can you repeat?
Words that describe where we are in time.
Tomorrow, mm-hmm. yesterday, yes. Okay. Last year.
That's
excellent.
It.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And actually some adverbs also, which I had forgotten. Now. Mm-hmm. For example, now.
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 Later.
Later, morning, afternoon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So we have today.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Tomorrow.
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 Very good.
Now.
Now.
One month.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah. So
1 month is good.
So if you're thinking of a month, we're going to warm up. Let's warm up and we're going to really get into this time.
Sounds good.
Welcome to now.
Welcome to now.
Welcome to now and to today. And if we go back in time, what would that be, Eva?
In English course.
Okay, but you could say to yesterday. Welcome to yesterday.
Oh.
Yes, let's go back a little in time. Because we said now, mm-hmm. and we said today, yeah. So go a bit in the past, and what would that be?
5 minutes ago.
There we go.
Yes, 5 minutes ago is the past.
And
yeah.
What is that ago?
That's good.
What is the ago?
Yeah.
What is that? What is ago?
Right.
Why? What is this ago that you add when you're talking about the past?
Is the age of the time.
That's the past.
So actually, if we visualize it with the verb go, ago, it's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone.
It's gone, bye-bye.
So maybe that's where it came from.
Of course.
Ago.
Go.
Yeah, it's gone.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, ago.
So we could say a day ago.
Mm-hmm. A month ago.
Yes,
and
a year ago.
A year ago, mm-hmm. a week ago. An hour ago.
Right, to imply that that's the past.
Right.
Much. Yep.
And so if it's in the future, what would we say?
Next summer, next week.
Next,
very
next.
Good. Yeah, very
that's
good.
That's it. So I think we're ready to welcome some of our guests who are going to talk with us. And we're going to all try to understand ago, next. Right? Wow, that was quick.
Very quick.
Like an instant. Okay. And we're talking about time in a linear fashion, I think. And so you always have something in front and something in behind. And so we talked about the past saying last, like last year, last week. That's another way of saying a year ago.
Right.
You could say last year. So a year ago and last year, it's about the same thing.
Right.
Okay, but sorry, I forgot our guest. Okay. Well, Jeff, this lesson was designed with you in mind.
Do
because
we have Jeff?
Yes, she says we have Jeff. Hi, Jeff.
Excellent.
Okay, hi, madam.
Hi. Well, we got your email suggesting that we talk about...
Okay, I think...
time and days and last and next. And so we're trying. We're trying to share this understanding together and with all of you. So, Jeff, maybe looking at the timeline of a week... can you give us an example of something that happened within the week, maybe in the past or in the future? Am I clear?
I can give an example using Last week, I was in the morning.
Yes. Yes. When you say morning, you're talking about
last week. Another exam.
Yes.
Last week, my first daughter was died.
Yes, and you know we're very sorry that you actually have that example, but it's very real. It has happened to you, and thank you for your example. So last week, Jeff Pascal lost his daughter. His daughter died. And we give our condolences to you, Jeff, all of us. And France, our producer as well, and Aiden, our engineer, and Dave Magnus. Thanks for sharing that, Pascal. Thank you. Our prayers are with you.
God bless you.
Yes. So are you... Do you want to give another example, maybe, of something in the future?
Okay. Next week, we start school.
Okay. Next week, they start school. Jeff, to remind all of us and our audience, Jeff is a teacher in DRC. So next week, you start school.
Okay. Yes. Okay. In secondary, we start school.
In secondary school, it's like it's like it's like high school.
Oh, secondary school. High school here in America.
I mean next week. It means that next Monday, next week we start studying.
You start studying. Yes. All right.
Okay.
And we also have.
All right.
Pierrette, who is from DRC, but Pascal Pierrette lives in Maine, in the northeast of the U.S.
No.
Oh, on the other side of the country.
Okay.
Yeah, west.
Northwest, sorry. Where is she?
Oh, hold on.
Montana?
I might be wrong.
Wait, maybe Pierrette. You can tell us where you are. Pierrette, where are you?
I thought it was west.
I'm in Portland, Maine.
Oh, so
you're right.
Maine.
You're right.
Okay.
It's east. You're right.
So she's in the northeast of the United States. And Pierrette, you can ask Jeff Pascal a question about this time, either about something during the month or during the week or during the day, something where you can show us the position in time. Go ahead, Pierrette.
Okay, Pascal, when did you do last week?
What did you do last week? This is your question, please.
Yes, when did you do last week?
Okay, Pascal is a teacher. Pascal, you are free. You are free, Pascal, to help correct Pierrette. Go ahead.
Okay, what did I do last week? This is a question expressing the time, okay?
That's a very good question. What did I do, what did he do last week? Yes.
Yeah, so I think what we need to tell Pierrette, we don't say when did you do last week. You say what, not when. No, when did you do last week?
Okay.
Yeah, you say what did you do last week?
Okay, thank you.
All right.
Okay, last week, last week, I washed my clothes. Last week, I went to the hospital visiting my friend.
Okay.
Very good.
Voulez-vous mieux parler l'anglais?
C'est fait.
Avec Anglais Télé, notre programme interactif télé multimédia.
C'est à votre tour de parler.
It's your turn to talk.
No, it's my turn to talk.
No, it's their turn to talk.
Mais vous aurez l'occasion d'intervenir en direct.
Et de pratiquer l'anglais avec...
Michel.
Et Roger.
Nous répondrons à vos questions.
Nous vous aiderons à formuler vos phrases. Participez à Anglais Télé.
Retrouvez-nous aussi sur notre groupe Facebook Anglais Télé.